Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. Time now for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics, is with us once again. So good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
So it's all about testing and vaccines, vaccines and testing.
That's it. That's it. So we're happy to announce that the county has testing available here at the Veterans Hall every Tuesday. You don't have to make an appointment, but it is helpful to use their website off of the county's website. There's a link to the website to set up your profile, and that makes the process go much faster. So if you can get a hold of that website and set it up. If not, they can do it on site, but it'll be a little bit more of a delay than if you were to register in advance. So testing there on Tuesdays at Veterans Hall in Fort Bragg starts at 9 a.m., and I think that they're going all the way to 5 p.m., so it's there all day long. We want to encourage as many people as possible to go through and make sure that they take advantage of that testing. Mendocino Coast Clinics will also reinitiate our testing here on Wednesday morning from 9 to 1 and Thursday afternoon from 1 to 5. We are making appointments for those tests, so if you're calling now, we're going to put you on a waiting list. We have not received our test kits from the state yet, but we will have available 375 tests per week. So we're really excited about being able to bring a lot of surveillance testing back to the coast and make sure that we are staying healthy, especially as we see these numbers surge throughout the county and even here in our area.
Is there any difference between the tests done at Mendocino Coast Clinics and the ones that are done at the Veterans Hall?
No, they're going to be the same tests sent to the same lab. It's just a different team who will be testing you. And when you go to the Veterans Hall, people will stand in line and then go into the hall one at a time to get tested. When you do it here at the clinic, you're going to drive through our parking lot and stay in your car and have it be a drive-through test.
All right.
Sample itself is the same, the way that the sample is taken. It's not the nasopharyngeal. It's not that really deep swab anymore either. It's just a nasal swab. So that will be, the method is different than how we were doing it previously, but they'll be processed at the same lab. And I think that the results should be out in 48 to 72 hours.
All right.
And then we have not received, as of word I had yesterday, we had not received our allocation of the vaccine for our first round here in Mendocino County, but we are expecting to get 975 doses for the county and realize there's about 90,000 of us. So it's going to take a while before we get to everybody, but we're starting with our hospitals, our EMTs, paramedics, those that are really on the front lines needing to get that vaccine first. And then we will have more allocation from both the Pfizer vaccine and hopefully today the Moderna vaccine is in front of the FDA awaiting approval. So if we if that gets approved, then that vaccine will also be shipped out. Mendocino County's allocation of that is about 400 vaccines in the first round. And you have to remember that with Pfizer, if you get that Pfizer vaccine, you're going to need to make an appointment for 21 days later to get your second dose. And the Moderna vaccine is 28 days.
All right.
So, you know, make sure that you mark it on your calendar, get that vaccine within 4 days, plus or minus, of your 21-day or 28-day mark.
And I know on the Facebook page of the County Public Health, they're saying we're seeing an unprecedented surge of COVID-19. Now is not the time to gather, even with family or friends in small groups. The way we exercise our personal responsibility in the coming weeks has the potential of making or breaking our local healthcare system.
It's true. It's true. Right now in our Northern California region, we're sitting okay. We're above that threshold of the 15% that the governor has put for ICU bed availability before a mandated lockdown. But we don't have that many ICU beds in this Northern California region. Even, you know, 5 cases going into the ICU could make a huge difference in what that percentage swing is.
Yeah.
And not only that, but we want to stay healthy. We want to see next holiday season when we can gather with friends and family and get back to the way that we're used to celebrating. Right now, it's a time to really show restraint and really make it personal and make an effort to stop this wave of cases that we're seeing.
Lucretia, thank you very much for being with us again on a Thursday. And of course, anytime something comes up, just contact the Coast and we'll get the information out.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lucretia. Rogalski here from the Coast.